This is the G's Rural Life Podcast, a husband and wife living their rural life in northern Colorado with their two crazy pups.
And we're here to talk about real life stuff.
So what real life stuff do you want to talk about today? Welcome back, y'all.
What we were doing today? Since Kevin messed this up the first time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
We started and then he screwed it up.
We went grocery shopping today.
Yep, we went grocery shopping.
I made some grilled wings.
We got a grill. We'll talk about that in a second.
What else we do today? I showed you how to, taught you how to do the oil change on the boo.
Uh-huh. I was like, you didn't do nothing. I actually did.
I broke the drain plug loose for you.
7% of it.
Like, yeah. 96%.
97.
94 and a half.
Anyways, we changed the oil on my car because we were over. Because we haven't had time.
We were a little bit over.
A lot of it over. We almost 7,000 miles. Not over.
That's not too far over.
But we were almost 2,000 miles over what we're supposed to do. We were at 7,000 miles almost on when we were supposed to change it.
Thankfully, we run Royal Purple full synthetic in both of our vehicles. That's a plug for Royal Purple.
Kevin wishes they would sponsor us right then and there.
Shit, yeah.
Or Wix XP oil filters. I was like, oil.
13 quarts of oil for my truck? Yeah. I wish Royal Purple would sponsor us.
I wish Royal Purple.
So we got some new, exciting, awesome news.
We got a grill.
We got a grill. Finally. After a long time of waiting.
After almost a year of not having a grill.
And
we decided to take the plunge.
Is it Trevor? Jeff?
Jeff. Where did you get Trevor from?
I have no idea. But if Jeff ever listens to this podcast, it's because of you, bro. Because your grill was so awesome and it impressed me so much at the barbecue. I looked it up, found it, and we had to go buy it. And you're right. That thing is badass. Best charcoal grill I've ever owned.
Yep.
Like, I would dare to say it beats out the original Weber saucer. And I hands down think that is the best grill on the face of the planet.
Well, I think we've had it just a week. And we've probably used it 5 times. Maybe 6.
I've burned through a bag of charcoal.
Maybe 6 times. We've had shish kebabs.
We've had shish kebabs. We've had hamburgers. We had wings.
Steaks, didn't we?
We've had steaks. We've had jalapeno poppers wrapped in bacon. We've had
stuffed potato skins. Things. Yeah, I don't know what those things are.
Had a lot.
Yeah, wings today. We're going to have kebabs here in a little bit. We got a little marinade.
Yeah.
And marinade going. Tastes delicious if you put your finger in it.
Which I had to say, the first time I made that marinade, the last time we made kebabs, I was a little thrown off for the steak marinade that the base is soy sauce. Mm-hmm. A little weird.
I think it's delicious. Did you put your finger in it and try it?
Yeah, I did the last time. That's why I wanted to do it again.
Drink a bowl of it.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's disgusting.
Why is soy sauce like God's gold liquid outside of bourbon, whiskey?
Slit eyes. More than that. Yep.
More on that.
Your parents came inside the house.
Yeah, finally.
They dropped off a truck. You should see how we rigged that thing in the garage.
It is squeezed in the back garage.
Like, I think we tried it 3 different ways.
Yep.
The third one was the success, but we were just like, I don't know if this is going to fit.
Hey, the good thing is, though, because the tractor's back there and my dad's truck's back there, you, Brian, we ain't putting shit y'all's back there.
Yeah. We ain't got room for a boat. We ain't got room for nothing. Your tailgate is the only thing that can fit back there.
And my spare exhaust system for my truck.
Yep. Spare. But yeah, your parents dropped off their truck and came into our house
before they
head back to Florida.
We had an awesome family session yesterday in Boulder.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this private residence is really cool. We never really do... I mean, we always do places that are like 4 photos.
Yeah.
Or just like parks or whatever. But this lady said that she had a private residence. And so we're like, sweet, let's try it. And I liked it a lot. The road was the best part. Like,
yeah.
I wish we could have just stayed on the road the entire time. Like
tree tunnel thing they had right there before the house. That was badass.
The lighting was perfect.
That was my first experience with the flash outside in sunny conditions. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Life-changing.
Yep.
Incredible.
We still don't really, we still need a system, but it was cool.
We had a wedding this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Up in Oak Collins.
I don't know what that place was called.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I think it was like Bing Hill, the preserve at Bing Hill
something. Like
yeah.
It was cool.
It was pretty cool. It was not.
It was tight. Like confined.
It was definitely not room to like photo thought out.
No.
Because like when the ceremony, they had lines across their face and what else? Just like weird areas that didn't have great lighting for us.
Where they had the ceremony, like we were so pinched.
Yeah.
Like you had to climb up and over like on a log to get photos of the bride.
Yeah, which is fine. You do what you got to do, but just like, I don't know, small. It was perfect for what they had, but if you had anything bigger, it would have not been good.
Yeah, it was awesome for what they had.
I went to the Winding River Ranch.
Get her.
Ow. Get her. I went to the Winding River Ranch in Granby, and holy Jesus, is that place.
You're pissing him off, man.
Fantastic. I'm not even doing anything to him. He's just attacking me. But that place was fantastic. It has this amazing barn and a bunch of houses or guest barn things on it. And all kinds of stuff. I don't know. I haven't posted any of the photos yet, but I'm really excited to go through them. And this week, long weekend has just been insane.
Yeah, it's been a crazy weekend.
We did a wedding on Friday, or Saturday, excuse me, not Friday. What did we do on Friday? Oh, no,
nothing.
I was like, I thought we did a wedding on Friday, but we did.
You watched Raph. I slept all day.
We did the wedding on Saturday, and then we got a kitty on Sunday.
We got a titty.
We got a kitty. Oh. Was that Sunday? Yeah, that was Sunday.
Yeah. He wanted to do it Saturday. What? Out of the blue, too. Dude just straight up sent us a text, and I was like, hey.
We got this cat.
I got
available.
A titty.
Out of nowhere. He just was like, I have a kitten. Are you guys interested? And we've been looking at a cat ever since we moved up here, because we wanted one for
the mice
the flies and just bugs in general.
He currently has a mouthful of Corey's hand.
Yeah, he's biting me. Just for fun. We've never had a cat before.
No.
I'm a animal person all around.
We're on our third dog together. Our first 80.
Well, I mean our second. It is three dogs together, but our first dog that we've ever gotten together. But we have, our two dogs and our little titty now.
The little prize fighter Inferno.
Mm-hmm.
Any of my coheed runs out there.
He's pretty adorable. We haven't posted any pictures of him yet because we haven't had time. But I have taken a lot of pictures of him already, which is pretty freaking normal. But yeah, he's a little 13-week-old Bengal kitten. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what a Bengal is, you should just Google it and you'll learn pretty quickly what a Bengal is. But we were very specific in finding. We didn't want just any ordinary cat because Axel.
We need something that we could withstand dogs.
Yeah.
And it was comfortable with dogs. And this little shit.
You don't even 13, care.
13 weeks old. Don't care.
Yeah. Because my sister has a cat and Axel used to try and corn cob him and eat him all the time and chase him. So we needed something that just didn't care about dogs. And we heard Bengals don't give a crap about dogs. Honestly, they're more dog-like than cat-like. And I would agree.
You can put a harness on this little bastard and take him outside on leash.
I was like, I would agree. He's still cat-like, definitely. But, I mean, he does not care. Like, he honestly enjoys the dogs, like, licking him and putting their mouth over him. And, like, he doesn't even care. He just doesn't. The chasing that, like, he'll run. Sometimes the dogs will chase him. That's the only part I think freaks him out the most.
Two big-ass German shepherds. And he's like, yep, don't care. Corey's already got a gnarly scratch across his hand from him.
Yeah, I picked him up because the dogs were coming at him, and he, how? he Ow, yo, you little bastard. He's like, he's like bunny kicking me. But the dogs were coming after him and it scared the crap out of him. And he just clawed the frick out of my right hand. And
I missed it too.
It bled a little bit, but it's cool. It don't even hurt now, which is surprising because generally they hurt so bad. You are biting like a mofo and scratching like a mofo right now.
So all of that, and we're here drinking alcoholic beverages, podcasting with a titty.
Yeah, because we did a 30-minute oil change.
Bam.
Maybe 20. With subtitles.
With subtitles?
Ow, you little bastard. Ow. He's biting me, and he's just playing. It's okay, but...
Yeah, you don't give a shit about me.
He don't even care right now.
He's already recorded his own podcast.
Yeah, we should have kept part of it and included it to like, courtesy of the cat. Ow.
Courtesy of Inferno.
Be nice. Uh-oh, I dropped a mouse.
Sorry.
No, it's not all right. Someone's going to eat it.
Atlas, leave it, Atlas.
So yeah, we'll post pictures of our little kitten. Like we said, we had no plan in getting a cat right now.
I mean,
we wanted a cat, but we didn't plan for it to be right meow, literally.
Butterdum bump. Wait. Which one is it? Which one is it? Is it this one? No.
You suck.
This pod. There we go.
Wow. Kevin sucks.
They're not labeled, man.
Kevin sucks at this. I think I need to take over the little fancy little board thing. Kevin sucks. He forgets which one is which one every time. Yeah,
I got it right on that one.
Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, we're gonna post pictures of our little kitty. We just haven't had time to post pictures of him because we've been playing with him when we do have time with him.
I mean, like, we had him for a day and already introduced him to the dogs, and he was like, man, this is cool. And then the second day, he's just like running around the house, don't care.
Yeah, he didn't. I mean, and we put him in the old office I just call it the old office because it used to be my office.
He's got his own 10x10 room.
Yeah, and he doesn't care. I mean, he just he cried a little bit last night, but when we put him to bed, but he's been sleeping in here because we just don't really. He makes so much noise. I just made like a little bit of noise and he was scratching the crap out of me. But he sleeps in here at night, and then when we leave, he stays in here just because we don't trust the dogs with him yet, since he's still so tiny. And my phone's ringing.
Hey, someone's calling you.
Solicitor. So yeah, he sleeps in here, and he doesn't even care. I mean, you come in here, and he's just. I think Kevin's getting attacked by him, and it's hilarious. He just doesn't care. He just lays in here and. Does his thing, and then when you come in, he's like, oh, hey, it's you again. Like, love bitches? You. Love you. Oh, I'm like, lick myself now. How much fun. Yeah.
Sorry, I looked over there and I was laughing at that guy that came and talked to me from the people installing that pipeline over there. And I was asking him, I was like, how's it going? And he shook his head. He's like, it ain't fuck going anywhere. Like, we're so far behind schedule. I was like, really? Why? And he's like, because of all the water. I'm like looking around like, dude, it ain't rained out here in months. The hell do you mean all the water? I guess every time they dig like 4 feet down, mm-hmm. it just fills with water. The whole trench fills with water.
Hmm.
I was like, yeah, our water table's pretty low up here.
Hmm. That's interesting.
They're cool.
I mean, we could go swim in it.
I thought about it. Build a fire around it. Nope. Make a little ghetto hot tub.
No, that wouldn't work very well at all.
I think it'd work great.
No, it wouldn't work great at all, sir.
At all?
At all.
Poor Bahamas.
Yeah.
So we laughed. My parents, they literally came down here to finally see the house, drop off their truck. So it's not sitting up at the cabin all throughout the wintertime.
It's drove.
And they're going back like right in the peak of hurricane season. But I guess my dad has to go back because of the Coast Guard.
Hmm.
His Coast Guard training is supposed to start.
I just thought it was crazy. I was like, I feel like they always go back when it is hurricane season.
Yeah, because when you were
Or no, last year they didn't. Last year they went back pretty late, I thought.
Yeah, they went back way late last year.
But I don't think they were ready with the house stuff is why they went back so late.
Like I said, my dad said they would wait, but they have to go back for the Coast Guard. Because when you were out on your session, my parents were here. My dad got a phone call from the whatever master Coast Guard admiral. I don't know. Is it an admiral?
I have no idea. I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
We got a call from him saying, like, if you're part of the Coast Guard, are you, one, evacuating, two, staying? My dad's like, there's no option of I'm not there. Like, then say you're evacuating, I guess. I don't know.
Get it. Hold on, we had a little ball. You're not going to get it?
Well, sorry.
We had a little ball fall off the table, and we're trying to keep the cat up here so the dogs don't. God damn it.
Should I just hockey slap that towards you?
Where did it even go, yo?
Oh, yeah. It's September 2nd. 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
Hockey starts in a month. We actually start getting our, like, preseason games and shit coming up. Boom.
I know. I was going to say I want to go what's that? The Eagle place in Fort
Worth. Budweiser Event Center?
Where the Eagles play.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go.
I would love to go because they're now the Avalanche affiliate. Whoa. Fucking easy, dude.
I'm trying to move my chair.
Fucking earthquake.
Yeah, I want to go. I was thinking about that the other day when we had to go into Fort Collins. I was like, "That were you bleeding?"
No, I was looking at my finger because it hurt.
Oh, just a poor little finger.
He attacked my right hand, not my left hand, dipshit.
I didn't know what hand he attacked. I didn't pay attention. Oh, look at him. He's like, oh.
Yes, as I was sitting like this. No, I was sitting like this going, meh.
He's like, what the fuck was that? Like, what kind of cat is that? Oh, you're so cute. Look at him just sitting there, right? Oh, God.
This cat's got so much personality already.
This podcast is someone just going to be listening to us say how cute the cat is. He's so cute.
We're officially cat owners.
Yeah, I never thought I would be. I mean, I'm not a crazy cat person. I just never thought I would have a cat. I mean, I've always wanted a cat. It just never, I was like,
We talked about it at the old house. Like, oh, we should get a cat. Ha ha. Then it's like, fuck that. And then we got up here and we're like, yo, we need a cat.
Yeah. I know we rescued a kitten, or I rescued a kitten. Was it December?
Something like that.
I don't know. It was December. Our neighbor was like, do you guys have a cat? And I was like, no. She's like, well, there's a really tiny kitten in our window well just crying. And I was like, oh, you know. I thought she would, like, get him out or something. And then I went outside with the dogs one day, and I heard this little meow and kept meowing, meowing, meowing. Finally, I coaxed him through the fence, or her, come to find out, through the fence. And we talked about keeping the cat, but Atlas was pretty young.
Yeah, still a little puppy.
So we were worried about Atlas, you know, and having a puppy and then a cat. And blah, blah, blah.
That bed's still out in the thing.
Oh, I probably don't want it. It probably smells terrible. Over here. Don't go in the podcast thing because you're going to start stopping us or record stuff.
He's pawing at the master volume button. He's like, what the hell?
So, yeah, we talked about keeping that cat, but then we ended up giving it to a friend.
Then unfortunately passed away.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Unfortunately didn't live very long, but it's okay. I mean,
lived a pretty rough start of its life.
So yeah, because like I remember that storm was coming the next day.
The bomb cyclone.
No, it wasn't that one.
No.
But it was a snowstorm, and it was freezing cold outside. And I was like, we have to get this cat, or I have to get this cat, because Kevin was sleeping, because he was on nights. And I just remember waking up, so there's a kitten in the basement. And you were like, what?
Yeah.
You just need to go see it. He's like, what? Like, you could tell you were a little bit mad about it. And then you went down there and you're like,
holy shit, look at the size of that hornet. No, he's gone.
Kevin was like, you can keep it if you want. Like, he was, after he saw how cute it was, he was like,
it was cute.
Well, you could keep it if you want.
I was laughing. I woke up and you're like, come in the bedroom. You're like, so, there's a kitty in the basement. I'm like, what are you talking about?
What are you talking about? Taking a picture of the cat is being cute. Whoops. Yeah, I never thought I'd have a cat. My sister's always been the crazy cat lady, and I've been the dog person. And
still is the crazy cat lady.
Yeah, I just never thought I'd have cats, but or a cat. I'm only going to have a cat. I'm not going to have more than one cat.
For now.
No, I'm not going to have more than one cat.
What happens when this dude kicks the bucket 15 years from now?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying I'm not going to have more than one cat at a time.
There you go. Specify.
Well, we already had this conversation. I don't need two cats, two dogs. And then whatever else ends up in this house.
It's not going to end up in the house. It's going to be around the house. We're going to have two donkeys, bow goats, and a shitload of chickens.
Not a shitload of chickens. Kevin thinks a shitload of chickens, but not.
Yeah, a shitload of chickens is like six.
Distractions.
Eight, maybe.
But yeah. I don't know. Were you a cat person or have you been a cat
person?
Yeah,
I had cats when I was a kid.
But, I mean, did you like them or were you like,
I had Maggie and Tigger. They looked like socks. They looked just like socks. Not like physical socks, but Corey's sister's cat. His name is Socks.
She's cute. She has little socks on.
But she was a little black and white cat. Like, both the cats were little black and white ones like that. I can't remember why my parents got rid of them. I think they were fucking assholes. I know Maggie used to chomp and bite at your feet when you were sleeping.
You're cute. I think you said that. They used to scratch your feet or whatever.
As I just said, they chomp by your feet when you're asleep. I've liked cats. I've just always been a dog person.
Yeah, I don't. Who's the guy that has a bangle?
Mike. He had a bangle. He got rid of it.
But yeah, someone that Kevin knows had a bangle, and he always used to show pictures, and we're like, oh, we want one, but they're really hard to find.
Sorry to interject. Can you get that underneath you?
What?
Atlas's ball. Yeah, they're not easy to find. Like, they're actually, like, a pretty popular cat, but a pretty...
Like, everybody wants them.
Yeah.
You know?
But it's also one of those things,
So it's like, when
too,
one
like,
comes available, it's, like, gone.
They're very...
Because I was on, like, Weld County...
They're very particularly bred, or they're very, like, overbred.
Yeah. But I was on, like, Weld County Humane Society and a couple other sites, I think, like, Find a Pet. And I would get the listings about it, and they don't even have pictures of them yet. I get the listings of, like, hey, we have a cat available. And then you'd go to look at it, and it'd be gone. So it's, like,
yeah,
they just are...
I think you showed me that one first. It was, like, a... Seven-month-old bangle or something like that. I'm like, ooh, let's look at it. Gone.
Yeah. Because I got I got like four or five or six emails over probably the past couple months, and they would just go like crazy.
Well, we had that one lady that contacted us, and she's like, I got one male. It's yours if you guys want it, but I can breed it. You know, like, nah.
No, we wanted it, but... She ended up keeping it because she wanted to breed it.
Well, I thought she said we can take it, but she's still going to breed it.
She said that we can have him, and she would breed it. And I said no.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
But she kept him to breed him.
I never said she got rid of him. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but in the end, she wanted to breed him. She didn't want to get rid of him or anything like that. She just wanted to breed him.
He was a gorgeous kitty, too.
He was, and sad day that he's just going to get bred.
Yeah.
Got the thing on the back of my arm. Two, five.
Mm-hmm.
6'7".
Niner.
8'9".
I was laughing at my mom. My mom's like, what are you doing with those silos? I was like, I don't know, I want to paint them, that's for sure. She's like, oh, you guys didn't paint those? I'm like, why the fuck would I paint silos sky-ass blue?
Because she knows I like blue.
I was telling my dad, and I was like, I kind of want to build a spiral staircase up one of them and then put, like, a deck on the other one. My dad's like, yeah, that'd be badass.
Too bad that we don't live in Florida, because then we could watch spaceships rocket off.
So, you can still get good pictures from up there.
Those things are, like, 40 feet tall. Speaking of pictures... We got a picture of the Milky Way at the house the other night.
Yeah. I took the dogs out last night, and I was standing in the backyard looking at it, and I was like, oh, be a good time to take a Milky Way picture right now.
Yeah, I just think if I want to take them. I want to go a little bit further east.
We got to go like further east.
Not like, no. No. But anyways, I want to go a little bit further east and get a better quality picture of it. Just because that one was okay, but it was kind of grainy and there was a lot of light pollution that night.
Yeah.
The cat's out cold.
Done.
Do-do-do. You're so cute. Okay. Well, let's break.
What are we breaking for?
Our little break we always do.
We don't have to do a break. We're only 25.
Just fucking break.
All right.
I don't know
fine.
Why you had to argue
Jesus,
about it.
We're taking a break.
Does that mean you're going?
I don't know, maybe. Possibly. Telling you. Tags. Hashtag Royal Purple. Hashtag High West Distillery. Because I'm drinking your double rye right now. Bitches.
Yeah.
So we've been.
Hashtag Bangle Kitty.
Hashtag Bangle Kitty.
Just like that.
So, of course, parents have been watching the show. Yellowstone, and we started. Wow, we started watching. So I don't know if anybody's ever watched that show, Yellowstone, with Kevin Costner. It is badass.
Yeah, I like
it's
it.
It's actually
a
really, really good show.
It reminds me of that. What was that one on Netflix?
It makes me want to sell everything and move to Montana and be a horse owner, live on a ranch. Badassness.
Hey.
I want a cowboy hat now.
No whiskey for you. I'm just waiting for him to press a button.
He's sliding across the screen.
Oh, okay. All right.
The one that was on Netflix. What are you talking about?
Longmire?
It's kind of like Longmire. I mean, it's white people and Indians.
Shut up. I'm not saying that. It kind of reminds me of that, but better.
Yeah.
I like Longmire. Was that what it was called?
Yeah.
I like that one a lot, but I like Yellowstone way better.
Yeah, Yellowstone's good.
Stop.
After this podcast, we're going to go continue on watching Yellowstone.
Yeah, and edit photos. Since I haven't had a chance to edit photos since Saturday, Friday.
Probably going to cook
shish kebabs. Shababs. I was in the store and I said,
shababs.
I was just like, we should do shababs. And Kevin's like, what? Shish kebabs. I think it's shababs is honestly better than shish kebabs.
Sure.
Because
I like shabab.
Shish kebabs, it just is hard to say. It's one of those like tongue twisters. Oh my God. Wait. When we were driving in Granby, there was a street and I was like, okay, you have to turn left here. And it was K-I-N-I something, but it was Kinnick Kinnick. And I was like, you have to turn on whatever the fuck that one was because there are way too many ends in there.
Kinnick Kinnick
Kinnick Kinnick Kinnick. Amber's like, I think it's Kinnick Kinnick. And so I was like, okay, left on Kinnick Kinnick.
It's like Tabernash. That's up there.
What's that one in Florida that we laugh at every time?
Oh, the one west of Orlando?
I don't know. But we laugh at it every time. We're just like, what? That sounded so good. I can never do that again.
Sounded so racist. I was like an Indian Asian.
Stop. Stop. No, that was so good. Anywho.
We bought a scale.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. I just looked over and I saw it sitting there. I was like, we bought a fancy scale. I finally bought an iWatch that I used my credit card points to buy myself an iWatch. That is taking forever.
Wow. Okay. Anywho.
Seriously. It's taking
we got
forever.
A cool scale. I can't remember what it's Withings, I think is the brand that it is, but it.
That shit straight up says Nokia on it.
Yeah. Okay. Did you just call me a bitch in the first place?
I'm saying bitch. That shit straight up says Nokia on it.
Yes, but it's Withings Nokia.
Withings.
Something.
Whiting?
No, it's W I.
It's got a cool ass app.
That's
all we know. Tells you your bone density, your muscle mass.
With inks. With inks.
How much water you want to
do a spelling bee, bitch? Let's go.
First of all, did you just call me bitch?
How you spell knick knick?
So I stepped on it before we did the podcast. Guess what my heart rate was?
What?
Just guess.
20.
No.
90.
98.
Oh, ooh, shoot.
Dude, I'm about to have a heart attack.
Kim was like, I'm about to have a heart attack. My heart's like 120.
Yeah, because my shit's, like, you look at my shit and it's always like 60, 70, 60, 70, 60, 70, 98. I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yeah, I average like 90 if I'm walking around, probably 120.
You average 90 when you're sleeping.
No, actually, I don't. Remember I told you that since I started using the CBD,
yeah,
that it's changed.
See? Another hashtag. Hashtag where the fuck that CBD is shit.
Yeah, for real, though. We should go on a CBD thing.
I'm going to start growing.
Shut up. Stop. Don't. No.
Why?
Don't take that topic on. No. So, I think it's Nature's Best CBD, but my aunt sells it, and it's just CBD oil. There's you're not, like, getting high off it. There's no THC in it. But I had something, the start of hyperthyroidism.
Sounds like you just had a stroke.
Uh-huh. Yep. It's not as bad as yesterday, whatever happened yesterday at Wendy's when I was like, can I have a large number 9?
Can I have a 9 large?
it was messed up.
I want 10 motherfucking chicken nuggets large. Just give me that shit.
Spicy. Spicy, okay. But yeah, so I got a really high heart rate because of it, because hyperthyroidism causes that. Started taking CBD. Boom, lowered it.
Yeah, you were straight tacky there for a while.
Mm-hmm. It sucked.
We were podcasting with a kitty sound asleep on our janky-ass podcasting table.
Mm-hmm. Great podcast table.
Table.
But have you ever been tacky before? Just, you know, it's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I can't even ever explain to anyone what it's like, but it literally feels like you're going to pass out and die.
Tachycardia is nothing to fuck with.
Nope. It sucks. But anyways, I started taking the
Wu-Tang
CBD.
Clan.
Started taking the CBD. Shut up. I started taking the CBD every night, and it's changed it. So my heart rate is not as high as it used to be. And I sleep so great. That and my doTERRA lavender diffuser.
Dude, I love when you kick that thing on because I can like instantly smell it. And I'm like, man, I ain't tired.
Oh, what? Oh, what'd you say? Huh? I do that all the time. I turn
like,
it on
what the
and
fuck
like
you mean it's 11:30 and you want to go to bed? I ain't going to bed.
Yeah, I turn it on all the time and like let the fan, you know, kick it around the room a little bit while I brush my teeth. And then I come back and I'm like, I don't even remember touching the bed half the time.
Does anybody want a chandelier? I don't know why I just didn't think of that. We have that chandelier in the kitchen you don't like.
Okay. Anywho, Kevin's on just a rant. This is like Kevin being like, the sod costs us $2,500. I was like, where the fuck are you getting your numbers from? And then he was like,
the whole yard cost us $2,500.
What did you say? You said something else early in the day. You're like, oh, he's 8 weeks. And I was like, no.
Yeah, I don't know how old the fucking cat's at.
He's 13 weeks.
May 25th.
He's 13 weeks, maybe 14 weeks now. I don't know.
He's a year and 10 days younger than Iris. Iris is May 15th, ain't he? So why give me that fucking look like I'm stupid?
You're literally spouting off the most random things right now.
Yeah, anybody that knows me, that's how I roll.
No, you're just getting a little alcohol flowing in you.
Bitch, I live in a trash can.
Okay, I got a story for y'all. Kevin got a little tipsy.
Oh, shit. No, we are. I thought we discussed this on the last podcast. We did this
anyways,
on the last podcast.
But that was the best day ever.
Shit's already been covered.
This is the best day ever. I wasn't even mad. I was laughing. I was literally, you don't remember it. I was pulling on your ears and your beard hair and poking you. Oh. And you were just like, me. You're so mad about it, but it's so freaking hilarious. It was so
I want to go hang out with Jeff.
Well, they have her Tumblr thing or whatever it's called. Wow, that sounds real nice. Ooh, it kind of gave me the goosebumps. Stop. Stop. We got the goosebumps.
Why did that give me the goosebumps?
I don't know. It was a satisfying sound. You know, like, stop. You know those, there's people that have actual microphones that they, like, eat and drink certain things, and you can listen to them. So it's like I think it's a podcast, somebody said.
That sounds fucking disgusting.
But, like, people eating a pickle, And you can hear so many noises.
Dude, you get so mad at me. Like, we'll be like sitting there eating something. Like, I'm chowing down. I look over and you're just like staring at me like, quit angry chewing.
Yeah, because Kevin does this thing like when he is really hungry or just like really into something. If he's watching TV, he fucking like. It's like a fucking vacuum. That motherfucker go down his throat and everything. I'm like, stop angry chewing. It's not like chewing with your mouth open. It's just like chewing so fast that you're like, I can't even. No, I didn't hear nothing. What movie is that from?
World War Z.
Yep. Stop. We're going to run out the freaking wall.
run out the wall.
I was going to out the wall.
Wow.
I don't like that noise. It's terrible.
What up, Inferno? Oh, yeah. Half in, half out.
Here, can you? Ow! He's fucking deep throated my hand. He went back in his throat. These two fingers.
So I know our last podcast was Our Life is Crazy. How about yours? Our life is crazy.
Yeah. I keep wanting to like do a video.
A vlog.
As we're podcasting.
We tried it that one time, but the camera like shut off or died.
Yeah, don't know if it was the battery or whatever, if it has a timer to shut off at a certain time.
Which is dumb. If you have it in video.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it.
Put one of the 5Ds up.
No. They already get enough exercise as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, they get a lot of exercise.
I'm still, like, really irritated that my 24 is not working properly.
Uh-huh.
Or no. My camera. I don't know. One of the
two. No, it's your 24. Your camera was fine after we switched lenses.
But it worked fine on yours.
No, because remember we looked at it and it had the same. It wasn't as bad, but it still had that same.
Yeah.
So it's almost like the little sensors that you, when you connect the lens, that it was messed up or dirty.
Favorite lens, man. I almost feel like I have to buy another 24-70 because I actually really like that lens. I like it a lot.
Well, a lot of people. I mean, Amber said the other day if we ever wanted to sell the 35 that she would want it. And I kind of want to sell the 35.
Yeah, you haven't shot with 35 in a while.
No, I did at that wedding and it was pissing me off so bad. Because I'm so used to the 24-70 that
it
was just.
And the 50.
Yeah, I was just pissing me off that I like didn't have that range that I wanted. I wanted to be like up close but wide still.
I really need to buy some of those pouches.
And I didn't have the option. They're not in stock right now.
I saw that.
That's why we didn't buy it when we bought your harness.
Like they're like I love the EFS system, but like there really needs to be like a $1 million idea for us. Make a quick connect system where like you don't have to twist, you can just really like pow, 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 pow.
They have that one that you can do on your like side whatever.
For the actual camera body, like you don't have to twist lock it. Like you have something that's twist locked and like you can still make the electrical connections, but like it's just literally you can just like pull it off and put the new lens on there, pull it off, put the new lens on there. So like you're not like fiddle faddling awkwardly trying to rotate a lens out and then pop a lens and rotate a lens in there. You can literally
just suck at doing it.
You can be like pow pow done. Like a mag lock. Like click.
Maybe click. We just suck at doing it. Yeah. Ever thought about that?
Yeah. A lot, actually.
Yeah. A lot. We have thought about it. Can you quit putting this on the table? Quit. Putting
fiddle
it
faddle.
On the table. Here.
Fiddle faddle. Ready?
Okay. See, that's why we don't do that, Revers, because you can't catch it.
I don't know. He did fucking pop it like 10 feet in the air on the couch
that
earlier.
That was so crazy. I was like, whoa.
I like, saw it out of the corner of my eye, and I was like, what the fuck?
Whoa. Wait. So we're driving back from the store today, and a bird straight almost hit the window, but somehow diverted.
Dude, I feel like he was an adolescent bird.
He probably grazed the window.
I feel like he was an adolescent bird, and he was like hanging there, and his boys were like swarming in front of cars, like, you see how close that went? And he's like, poof. Yeah, watch me. Meow. Like, bumped his little nuts off my windshield.
Yep.
Sometimes I blow bubbles when I talk.
Yeah, I have blue boogers out my nose when I laugh. Let me just.
Here, hold on. Let me just. No, I was just. doing our listeners, I almost said our viewers, doing our listeners a favor, muting your mics. I'm not listening to you fucking blowing your nose.
Turn it back on. It was a one blow deal. It didn't. You're too late. You're way too late to the game. Can you go get up out my lap, yo?
We washed my truck today.
Yeah, but we're coming back from the store after the whole washing the truck, going to the store. All blue. And this bird, for real, Kevin and I both didn't even register what was happening until it was way done for. Like,
I guess we were like both kind of focusing on the wide load coming on this narrow section of the road, and like gradually pull over someone's shoulder, and all of a sudden we're like, all right, we're clear, bird.
Like, I'm like, oh god, don't go off the shoulder too much in my head. And then all of a sudden this bird's like out of fucking nowhere, almost hitting the window, and I was like
dragging its nuts across my windshield.
We should look for nut marks.
I'm gonna show this clean. A little like two little streaks.
There's like, something really wrong with us.
Be like Tony with his nuts. That bird's like, yeah, watch this.
But probably is a similar thing because it's not wet. It's a similar feeling to the slide. There you go.
Oh, that shit was so funny though. I wanna get him on the podcast once and just be like, dude, tell your story. Be like, well, you see, I grew up in it. No. I don't want your life story. Tell the pal story.
It's never gonna be as good as the actual reality of it though. Because it's funny to me, but it's not really that funny. Because I didn't experience it.
It's just nothing better than watching someone being like, nah, bro, I don't need the water pump on the water slide. I got this. I'm wet. I'm going to fucking just go down head first. Street! Ow! Splash. And like, it's, I mean, you kind of know Tony now. Yeah. But like, it's just so much better. Like, if you know Tony, like, it's just still insane that he's a doctor now. That dude's a doctor. The Hobbit's a doctor.
And he went down a slide with no water.
Yeah.
That's like going down a little slip and slide thing with no water. It's, you know, just be like.
That slip and slide at the bachelorette party was pretty cool.
Yeah, it needed to be like in a different area. So everyone was getting like the, you know, equal.
I was just laughing at your dad. Like, what do you do at your house? I'm like, dude, I ain't got no fucking hill.
Like, we do over there right now. Atlas. Get down. Get down.
Like, our shit's flat. I was really kind of hoping that dude would have been like, you want some of this dirt? I'd be like, dude, I will take as much as my tractor can take in a tank of fuel. Like, I would just sat there and just, like, come back and forth and just piled up a bunch of dirt.
Titty kisses. Yep. We don't call it a cat or a kitty. It's a titty.
It's a titty.
Yep. Ask my sister because she has titties.
Figuratively and literally.
Yeah. Yep. She got two titties, a gray one and a black and white one.
And she got two titties.
Normal titties.
I'm going to call them normal.
Not normal titties. But she has two titties.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
I think pretty much everybody's got, almost everybody. The vast majority of people have two titties. I want to say everybody, but I don't want to step on the feet of the breast cancer survivors. Cheers to y'all.
I was like, wait, are we really talking about?
Or both boobies.
Or both.
Cancer's a bitch, man.
Both boobies, yeah. Yeah, cancer is a beehaw.
Thankfully, I'm going to die of a heart attack.
Oh, shut up. Why do we always do this? Because you instantly piss me off.
Yappy.
Shut your mouth. You know when your mom talks about dying and it upsets you?
Yeah.
I feel the same way about you, so you don't talk about it.
I don't talk about it.
No. When where was I going? Oh, the Morgan Adams thing. And you're like, stay cool. La, 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 la.
Yeah, you're getting all shitty with me because I was telling you, like, stay cool.
Yes.
Stay hydrated.
Now you know
keep your heart rate down.
Yep. Now you know how I feel. Now you know how I feel. Don't give me the finger.
I'll give you two fingers.
Don't give me fingers. Don't give me the finger because you understand now how I feel about it.
Sure.
Oh, I'll just go die. No. I'll have a heart attack. Don't. See, exactly.
Stop.
So shut up.
Okay. If she was not 4 feet away from me, she'd be punching me right now.
Yeah, but I got a titty laying on my cords. I can't go anywhere. I would take out a plate of food for the cat, his water, or
and
take
Mac.
It all out. Take out a Mac. That would be sad. Atlas almost took it out earlier.
In the Apex board.
What
sorry.
Are you doing? Okay. Yeah. You got anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that's pretty much it.
That's all we wanted to talk about. We'll post pictures of our titty later.
Yeah. Keep an eye on Instagram. G's Rural Life. The G's Rural Life on Instagram.
Yep.
We'll have pictures of our titty up. Not like for you pervs out there. Not literally a titty. Oh. A kitty. We'll have pictures of our kitty up pretty soon on the Instagram.
Yep.
As always.
His name's Inferno, FYI. Yeah. I'm sure you heard it before, but.
The prize fighter Inferno, to be exact. I wanted to name this podcast One Among the Fence. So, any of my Coheed family and friends out there, that's why. That's why he's the prize fighter
he's
Inferno.
He's sleeping so cute right now.
So anyways, as usual, like us, follow us, comment, share. If you have any ideas or anything you want to hear on a future podcast, let us know.
Goodbye.
Thanks, people.